Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to talk about the weirdest thing you've had to eat.
Yeah. Woohoo.
I guess this blew up on Reddit the other day and we were all kind of sitting around talking about it. Like, have you ever eaten something weird either because you're somewhere that's like, I guess the most of the time when that happens, it's out of an abundance of politeness that you eat something you don't want to eat.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Someone will make something, they'll serve it to you.
Like you meet your girlfriend's parents, yes. And you go in there and it's like, oh my God, it's boiled steak. I mean, steak, boiling it is...
Boiled steak?
That's a real thing.
Boiled? It's faster and just the same as... Frying.
Have you had much boiled meat in general?
Boiled chicken. I actually like boiled chicken.
You like it?
Yeah, that's good.
It smells terrible. Like, yeah. There's nothing good. Any meat, I can't think of a meat that you go, well, yeah, boiled is better. Grilled chicken, awesome. Boiled chicken, terrible.
I don't mind boiled like it.
Boiled steak.
I've never even heard
it's
of
that. It's horrible.
Oh, so you've had... Is that a poor people thing or is that a... What
I
is it?
I think
that?
It was. Because what it is...
Is it Salisbury steak?
It's a cheaper... Yeah, I think what happens when you boil steak, you can take the steak that would not otherwise be broken down. You know what I mean? Like, it's just going to get all... Because growing up, all we ate was round steak. Have you even ever had round steak?
We used to feed that to our dogs.
Got it.
Yeah, okay.
We are your dogs. That's what we ate. My parents, finally, now that I'm out of the house, they still buy round steak, but they bought this... I don't even know where they got it. I almost want to buy one. It's something that has like, it's a meat tenderizer and it's like a machine. Instead of the meat tenderizer we had when we were kids was like a hammer with the triangles on it.
Or something.
Yeah, it's like,
bang,
wham, bam,
bam.
Now they runs it through it and it pierces the steak like a zillion times.
Oh, fun.
And tenderizes it. So the round steak doesn't suck. But sometimes when it was an ultra tender or ultra tough piece of round steak, they'd boil it.
Wow.
It's just a grayish color.
What? And it tastes like what?
You can't get you can't get enough flavor on it to make it right. It's just, that's when you really learn to dig dipping sauces. Cause you're like,
oh, to mask the flavor. Isn't prime rib just basically boiled meat?
It's still baked, just super slow, and it's boiling its own juices, but at least it's cooking from the inside out.
Okay.
But like, sorry, I'm spitting everywhere because it seems
awful.
Like
that's
one of
good.
The worst things that can happen. Some of the other people on Reddit, and by the way, we want yours. I mean, if you've had to, all we've talked about is a couple boiled, like we're going to go, we want to get into the, if you've gone to Steve's relative's house in the Dakotas and they were like, ooh, look at this jello-like substance. And you find out later it's head cheese. And if you make the mistake of Googling what head cheese is and you want to cut your own tongue out. What? I don't even know what it is.
You're right. It's gelatinous. And from my motherland back in Minnesota, another gelatinous, lutefisk.
I've heard of it. It's like...
It translates Norwegian for lye fish. You apply lye to fish.
And it's in the chemical reaction that happens to the bones and everything makes the gelatin.
Gelatinous. It turns it gelatin.
And you eat it with a cracker?
Wow. They never thought of that. I'm going to start. Yeah, that's a great idea.
The smartest plan when you're eating something you don't want to eat is to put it on something you do want to eat.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Am I crazy? But what happens when somebody combines all the crap you don't want? So some of the other people who wrote in, somebody had to eat cow tongue. They don't have to be meat related,
right.
But
if you prepare it right, then it's shouldn't it be
who
good?
Who says?
I don't. You're the foodie. You should be able to make that appetizing.
Although I guess I have had it, but
shallots in there or something or
shallots.
You reduce
you're
it
using
with a wine or something.
Somebody spent some time on the Food Network. That was some. You said a lot of
can't
really.
Can't you do
cool
a tongue
things.
Reduction or something?
I almost fed my family one of the things that one of the Redditors said. They said they had fried chicken that was burnt on the outside and raw on the inside.
Okay, that sounds great. Maybe not that raw. Well, how did you screw that? It was frozen or?
So, yeah, I bought a whole chicken and I was going to smoke it and do the beer can chicken thing.
Yeah.
So I put it on the smoker, and I guess I had it too hot, and I didn't realize how frozen it was on the inside. So I cook it, and it's getting browner and browner, and I keep putting the thermometer in it, and it's not hitting the temperature I want, but I'm like, it's got to be cooked. It's been out here long enough.
Dude.
So I take it inside, slice off the, it's like crispy on the, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
And as I slice in, it's pink. It's a little pink on that first slice. And I'm like, you can have chicken a little pink.
A little pink.
And I'm like, I take a bite of it. And I'm like, okay, is that cold? Hit the next slice. And it's just really pink, really runny.
No.
Really. And I was like,
That would be, I'd rather a boiled chicken than that.
Dude.
Yeah.
I can't believe you actually. Do you boil it yourself?
I never made it myself because I don't know how to boil it. I forget.
Throw it in a pot of water.
Is that it? Is it like the whole chicken? Or
sure.
It comes off the bone? Or
just throw a couple chicken breasts. Once they smell really sufficiently awful.
That means they're ready to eat.
Get it out and like, then what? You salt it?
Oh, then I think you shred it.
Sure.
You kind of
pull it.
What's
it going to taste like?
And then you salt the heck out of it. Oh, it's so good. You're supposed to put it in soup or something, but nah, you don't want to do that.
Boiled chicken is a thing you eat.
Putting in soup.
So one of the other ones I'm going to read this really quick and then we're going to get to your calls here. Somebody said they didn't have time to eat lunch at work, but they were extremely hungry and they found a bag of cashews that had been stored for days.
Okay.
First chew felt a little soft and stale, but they were so hungry they needed to just eat them.
Okay.
Even they thought maybe just the time in the drawer made them soggy. They pick up the bag to check it. They see some white granules, like the cashews had been crushed a little bit.
No, no.
So they kept going until there's only five or six left and they just couldn't stand it anymore. So
no.
They threw them away. Got home and reached for a spice powder in their pantry to begin cooking. And they saw the same white granules in that spice that they had seen in the cashew bag. Now, spoiler alert, if you know anything about me, I'm going to tell you right now, it's not about what you think it is. Because if it was about the M word, I wouldn't have read this story.
Oh, I was going to say it was maggots because you can't stand, you hate maggots.
But I've got a close second for maggots.
What's it?
It was actually covered in moth eggs.
Moth eggs.
Didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't.
Didn't know stuff could get covered in it. So
they consumed a bag of, okay.
So we want to hear the worst thing you've ever eaten, either politely or whatever.
Yeah.
Becky?
Hiya.
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 What's the worst thing you've eaten?
It's actually my uncle.
You've eaten your uncle?
No. My uncle, my grandmother made one of her signature dishes and they didn't tell him what it was. So he had like five plates. And when they told him it was cow tongue after the fact, he gave it back.
He instantly hurled. If he liked it, or was he just eating out of the abundance of politeness?
Well, he thought it was delicious.
Until.
And then they told him it was cow tongue, and he wasn't so polite anymore.
But that doesn't make any sense. Your body loved it. But just because then you found out what it was, I can't
eat. Steve, you have Hispanic yep. roots. Have you ever eaten menudo? Have you ever eaten tripe?
Me? No.
No, or Steve. I mean, have you ever had it?
I don't even
So I doubt, because you don't really like Mexican food, but menudo is one of those things that I've fired it down and it's really good. Like, you're hungover. We used to go to like it's this little caboose thing at like 14th and Calamath. I don't even know if it's called El Taco de Mexico. You're hungover, you roll in there, you're firing it down, you're like, oh my God, menudo is so good for a hangover. And then somebody tells you what tripe is. It's like the intestines or the stomach lining. It's some nasty internal part. I don't think it's intestines. That would be gross. But like,
That would be gross. But
no, but even stomach lining.
So then after you told them, I can never eat
it. I never ate it again.
But you loved it.
Okay.
You don't get to all of a sudden.
I do. And I did. You don't get to. I don't get to. You think you get to tell me what I do when I do? What?
Only when it comes to that.
No.
Your
and
body,
in fact,
you
I'm
going to
get
it.
You some tripe.
No, okay.
Thank you for the call, Becky. Dude,
no,
then you see it at the grocery store. You got to go down to the end
it.
Of the, and it's this white, like honeycomb looking squishy.
Get out.
Matt.
Yay.
It's the weirdest thing you've eaten.
Well, the family version of head cheese.
Okay. How do you guys?
So you said you didn't know what head cheese is.
I'm a little, go ahead. What is it?
What makes it gelatinous is the marrow boiling out of the bone.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
And for that to work, it can't be frozen first. It's got to be fresh. So a fresh pig's head's harder to get. Okay. So the ankles or the hocks are easier to find and have plenty of marrow.
I didn't know the hocks were the ankles.
So it's all the feet. It's all the, yeah, it's all the, yeah.
It's like the shin, the ankle area. It's that chunk of solid bone.
Wow. That's.
Do you eat it on purpose or do you?
No, I've tried it once being forced to. I personally don't like it. Lots of the family loves it. They put vinegar over it and it's a big thing. My dad's the one that makes it for the whole family every Christmas.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
That's downright disgusting. I'm sorry.
Well, so you're eating ankles.
The worst part is you're not eating ankles. You're eating boiled ankle residue. Yes. It's like, you know what would be good is if we take the ankle and really boil it down to its worst nutrients. Like, just get it down to the core of what an ankle would taste like if it... Rachel?
Yay.
Yeah. Yay. Worst thing you've eaten?
Okay, shredded raw octopus in a tomato-based sauce. But it was kind of like a vindaloo sauce.
That's calamari, isn't it? Squid, that's all it is.
Not raw, though. Calamari, at least
it's deep fat fried, but the inside is the raw.
Well, at least it had the advantage of being up to temperature.
Wow. So it was raw octopus.
Yeah, with like breading. Yeah, calamari at least has breading.
Yeah. Oh, but raw octopus, that's not even sushi, is it?
Again, calamari is like what we were saying earlier, where you take something you hate and then put it on. So calamari sucks, but you bread it and then put aioli all over
it. Bad part's good.
Like, look, we know you hate the inside. It's like you with an onion ring. It's like you don't want the onion. You just want the breading and the oil.
Yeah.
Was it awful? Was it as awful as you thought it would be?
It was pretty bad. I did it for a Fear Factor challenge at youth group. Yeah. I was the only girl that did the Fear Factor challenge, and I was the only one that didn't throw up. All the other boys like threw up. I was the only one that
Way to go.
Is it pulled or shredded? Yeah. You said it's pulled?
Shred. No, I don't think it's going to pull like pork. Gotcha. It's not like something that's been on a smoker. We had this over Louisiana heat for 7 days. No, it's raw ink. Yes. That's Erica.
Yay.
What's the worst thing you've eaten?
We got dared to eat pickled pig's feet on Christmas Day.
Yeah, you did.
Would you eat them? That's a Dakota thing, right?
Yeah, I can't do.
Gross.
That's disgusting.
I can do pickled, like, cucumbers, pickled eggs.
You can do a pickled egg.
Yeah.
You can put your hand in that jar and...
I know. I can because I like the eggs, but I cannot do that.
When I even think about it...
I know.
Do you know how many people have put... Thank you for the call, by the way.
Yes, good call.
It's not just a pickle juice in there,
nasty.
Bro.
Hey, I know.
It's all the people at the Elks Lodge who put their hands in there.
Good call.
Brian?
Yay.
Worst thing you've eaten.
Four sticks of butter, guys.
What?
You ate what?
It happened. It was a dare. So I didn't have a choice, and it was dumb, and then I kept drinking, and I threw up later.
Yeah. Oh, that is...
Oh, man.
I can't,
the weird thing about you is, I feel like you would do it.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.